Joe Harris, huh? No. He's gonna call in sick.
No way. Too obvious.
He's gonna do something. Remember last year?
Yeah, but last year was a different circumstance. Look at him now. He's not writing. He lost that lawsuit. It's humble. Humble Harris.
Still got his vanity.
Bet?
What?
$5, he's in uniform.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, you're on. Good morning, folks. Let's make it 10.
Morning, Harris.
What?
Yeah, really good to see you, Harris.
Hey, boss.
You're looking very handsome this morning.
You're precious, Barney.
Gentlemen, I have the duty roster here. Please peruse it.
Oh, goody.
Look, Harris, I don't want to do this any more than you do. But it's something that's got to be done, we're going to do it.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, how come we have to walk a beat, though? I mean, it's bad enough we got to put the bag on.
You realize that 70% of the force is going to be out taking that sergeant's exam today? That means the rest of us have to fill in. You and me, even the top brass.
Yeah, but for some of you, it's fun, you know, like Old Timers Day.
If I remember correctly, we filled in when you took the sergeant's exam. All three times.
Sure, take the cheap shot, bro.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Bill Levitt.
Sir?
Aren't you supposed to be at the sergeant exam?
Well, I just thought I'd stop by first to make sure everything was running smoothly.
It is.
Very good, sir. On behalf of those downstairs, I'd like to thank you for taking the time from your important duties to direct traffic, walk the beat, do the other mundane minutiae we face every day. I got odor readers in the locker.
I'll keep that in mind.
Foot hygiene's very important, sir.
Save it for the Tesla.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just hope I don't let you down. It means a lot to me.
Hey, Levitt. Look, it's only a test. The worst thing that can happen is you fail it and take it again.
Like you.
Levitt.
I
Levitt. We all wish you luck.
Thank you, sir.
Bag him dead, Carl.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right.
Go get him, little Levitt.
Thank you, guys. You know, it's funny to think that after I take the exam, I'll have the whole afternoon off to relax and enjoy myself while you're out there busting your chops. I could come back, sir.
You're going to be late, Levitt.
Sure brings out your eyes.
All right, gentlemen, check the duty roster, please. It's all stuff you've done before. There shouldn't be any problems.
I'm no fan. Shed nuts here. Reinforcements are here. Hey, Bonnie. Frank D. Luger, at your service, sir.
You've been assigned here?
Hmm? No, I requested it, Bonnie. I figured if I got to suffer the insults, the degradation of putting on this uniform again, I might as well be with, you know, among people where I can gripe about it.
We appreciate that.
I haven't had on a uniform in 25 years, Bonnie. At least if you got a nice suit on, you know, it makes you look more professional. Like an accountant, a gynecologist or something.
It's only one day a year, Inspector.
Yeah, but what's the point, Bonnie? So some dumb cops can sit down at a desk and suck on the end of a pencil, trying to figure out the answers to some multiple-choice questions about the proper way to wear a hat.
Inspector,
in my time, Bonnie, you didn't get promoted on taking some kind of a test or being on somebody's list. Come down to something more important than that, like...
Who you knew.
Right, Bonnie. Let's see if this thing still fits, huh? You know, the old inspector ain't the same man he was in 1957.
Who is?
Dick Clark?
Wrong crowd.
Okay, we got it. Barn, got a disturbance in a shop over in Delancey Street.
Oh, you're in D.C.
This ought to be fun.
Want to bet the 10 you owe me?
Good.
Yeah, not too bad, huh?
Not at all.
At least they didn't blow up like a Zeppelin, like, you know, some cops I know. This reminds me, Barney, the first time I ever put a uniform on.
Yeah.
Made old Brownie, you know? Brown. He says to me, he says, hey, you look like Don Amici.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was kidding. I didn't have a mustache. Oh, yeah, he was always pulling fun stuff like that, Barney. They tie your shoelaces together, you know. You go to take a step. They call up your grandmother and tell her you were dead.
And those are swell ties, boy.
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, the uniform meant something, that body, too. You know, your average degenerate criminal. He was scared of the NYPD. Then you know, he went business, boy. We were rough and tough.
Tea, anyone? Huh?
Off precinct, Captain Miller speaking.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, I'll have someone down there.
Right. Harris, yep. Assault in progress, Washington Square Park.
What?
You and Inspector Luger.
Oh.
Thank you.
Let's go, Inspector.
Yeah, oh, how about your tea, Harris?
Oh, I'll just, I'll chew a bag in the car.
No,
hey, Inspector.
Not now, not now, Walsh. I'm on a call.
What do we got here?
It's Benjamin Diamond, Ben's Butcher Shop.
30 years, same location.
Mr. Diamond was being interviewed by Spotlight on New York. You know that Channel 27 investigative show? When a reporter said something that got him mad.
That's right.
Started whacking him with a salami, and he threw a rib roast at the cameraman.
Well, he promised me it was going to be good publicity. You know, a friendly interview. A few questions, you know, sawdust, high prices, how did I like Marty? Then he laces into me. I felt like a lamb being led to slaughter.
Ironic, huh?
I'm standing there dressing the chicken. All of a sudden, he whips out some papers and starts throwing accusations at me, saying that my meat was not kosher.
Not?
See, it's spreading already.
The reporter had evidence that Mr. Diamond had purchased some non-kosher meat from a wholesaler in Jersey.
Who knew? They told me they had a rabbi.
Okay, take it easy.
Then he turns into the camera and he calls me a charlatan. Didn't even give me a chance to defend myself. At least they do that on 60 Minutes, no? Look, for a religious Jew, this is a calamity. You know, a kosher butcher's reputation is based on trust.
Okay. Tell that to Sergeant Dietrich. He's going to take your statement, Dietrich.
Ah, Mr. Diamond. About your carcass over there.
The reporter's going to come down and file charges later.
Don't get too comfortable. You got to walk a beat.
No, I just got back.
Well, you're going out again. Well, just think of it as a nice 2-hour stroll in the fresh air along the river.
The river?
Yeah, you got the river bait. Well, now there's crime down there, too, you know. People fishing off the piers. It's against the law. Gotta give them tickets for that. Remember how to give a ticket? Hey, listen, maybe you'll get lucky. Somebody will fall in.
really enjoying this, aren't you?
Get in there, fireman. You know, this scum like you that stinks up the world.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Is he always like this?
What you got here?
Ah, don't waste your time with this slime ball, Barney. I'll get it all in his statement.
Barney, this is Warren Schippel. When we got to the park, we got a description from a Martha Forbush. She's the woman that owned this pocketbook. Barney, she's 82.
Hey, I couldn't tell that. She was wearing a hat.
Anyway, when we got to the park, we drove around and we spotted him trying to run over towards 6th Avenue. That's when we gave chase and, We got him.
That's it? It was a walk in the park, Barney. Hey, get over here, you.
Almost like all time, Barney, is a Foster client who was there with me, you know.
Who told you to sit down? Huh? All right, empty your pockets out here.
You didn't say Simon Says.
Huh?
Just trying to lighten things up a little bit.
Barney, as soon as Luger's finished, I think I'll just run Chippel on over to Manhattan South, okay?
Let Luger do it. Keep him busy.
I was thinking, Barney, it might be a good idea to just leave the inspector here. Keep him from wearing himself out.
He looked fine to me.
Oh, he's fit. He's fit as a fiddle.
Problem?
Schippel did not have the pocketbook when we found him, Barney. He had tossed it away and didn't want to tell us where it was.
How'd you get it? Luger, what'd he do?
Barney, he slapped that man around a little.
Oh, my God.
Of course, he read him his rights first.
How thoughtful.
Yeah. But when he got to the part, you have the right to remain silent, he pointed his gun and threatened to make the man a eunuch. Now, that is not allowed, is it?
That's when he told you where the pocketbook was?
Yes, Barney, but it was very embarrassing. I mean, the guy had tossed it into a garbage bin, and Luger made him go in after it.
Threatening to prefer charges against Luger?
He's offering to, paint Luger's apartment.
I think the wisest thing for us to do is just be cool and don't make a big deal out of it.
Right. Barney, I just felt that it was my obligation to let you know.
Well, I appreciate it, thank you.
Of course, now it's your headache, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
In the cage, maggot. Hey, what?
Inspector?
How is your patrol?
I gave a warning to a fisherman.
You sent him up the river, huh? You know something? You look great.
Thanks, Inspector.
No, I ain't just saying it. You know, seeing all you guys in uniform, it does something to me.
That's two.
Oh, you naughty are.
You know, I think I may just start wearing these duds every day.
And throw out all those nice suits.
Inspector.
Well, praise St. Luger. Just a second, Barney. Will you take it a call?
All right. Barney? Traffic light out on Madison. Cars are backing up. They got a couple of accidents already. They got to have someone there to direct.
Harris?
That's on Publisher's Row, Bart. Why don't you send...
I just got back from fish duty.
But... What if I see somebody I know?
Say hello.
I gotcha. Hey, Barney, break out the weapons, huh? We got a robbery in progress over on Bleecker.
Wojo, you and me,
Hey, I'm here.
So am I.
Harris, do me a favor, drop off Schippel on the way down.
Right.
Bless you.
I'll see you downstairs. All right.
Hey, Barney. Well, why can't I go?
Inspector, well, don't be greedy. We all want a chance.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Hold the fort, Inspector.
That's
For what it's worth, I believe you. I don't think your new to me wasn't kosher.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. Say! Yeah. So why don't you stop by my shop? I just got in some delicious rib steaks. Top quality. Prime cut.
I don't eat steak.
Oh?
It's too high in cholesterol. Sodium, too much fat. Eat too much of that stuff, increases your blood pressure. Not good for the heart. You sell hot dogs?
Captain Miller, how did it go?
Oh, no problem. We're just running the guy down to Manhattan South.
Congratulations. So you didn't need the old inspector after all, huh?
Inspector, at the moment, it just seemed best for me to go.
Why?
My office?
If you're not too busy.
I'll hold the fort.
So, you didn't think I could cut it, huh, Bonnie?
Well, to tell you the truth, Inspector, I was a little concerned.
Why? You saw how I handled that puck.
That's what I was concerned about.
I got the pocketbook back, didn't I?
The question is, how did you get it back?
Just a little friendly persuasion,
exactly.
Bonnie, that's all. And when I was at the 9-3 over in Brooklyn, I used to lean on them lousy little punks all the time.
That was 1947, Inspector.
So, excuse me for staying alive.
Oh, man, I am never going to direct traffic again. Never been so humiliated in my life.
What'd you do, swallow your whistle?
Man, I stood there for hours with bus exhaust belching in my face. Horns honking, people screaming, cabbies trying to run me over.
You give out any tickets?
No.
Writer's block, huh?
Look, man, is Barney back?
He's in there with Luger.
Oh.
What's the story with them, anyway?
You want it in writing?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Harv Jeter, Spotlight on New York.
Investigative reporter, right?
That's right.
What's with Barney and Luger? What's that? Forget it.
There you are, you butcher.
Not much longer, thanks to you.
Yeah, you see this? You see what you did?
You tricked me.
I do that to everybody. Don't you watch the show?
No.
Well, if you want to be on it, you have to cooperate. You don't see people attacking Geraldo Rivera.
Who?
Is he kidding?
I got the purse back, didn't I?
That is not the point.
It was that the little old lady with the mustache who got robbed. You should have seen about pathetic body. Tore my heart out. Hobbling along with the kid. Her bingo money was
Inspector,
in the purse.
Inspector, you violated that man's civil rights.
Ah, don't give me that legalese bunk, will you?
It is not bunk, damn it. It's the law. And we, of all people, have to uphold it. No matter what your personal opinion happens to be.
Yeah, so how would you handle that little punk, huh? Would you send to my police, sir, Mr. Shippen, will you tell me where the purse is, pretty please? Bonnie, I got a lot of respect for you, but I got to tell you something. It's bleeding hearts like you, Bonnie, that cause all these problems in the first place.
I'm soft. Is that what you think?
Well, it's just that I think a real cop doesn't always have to go by the book.
Oh, I'll go along with you there.
Oh, will you?
If I went by the book, I'd have you up in front of Internal Affairs.
Barney, the guy from Channel 27 is here. You want to talk to him before he signs a complaint?
Yeah.
Captain Miller, this is Mr. Jetta.
Jetta? You're pressing assault charges against Mr. Diamond?
You bet I am. You see this? Take a look at this. If it wasn't for the wonders of modern makeup,
I wouldn't be able to go before cameras for about 3 weeks. Captain, my face is my life.
Have a seat, Mr. Jenner. I can appreciate your situation, but it occurs to me that you really have to assume some of the responsibility for Mr. Diamond's actions. After all, you did mislead him.
That's my job.
Listen, you can't put that show on the air or ruin me.
I have an obligation to my public, Buster.
Hey, I am the public.
Where I sit, you're not.
Look, I treated you like a friend. I took you into my heart. I even showed you how I made chopped liver.
You hurt me, Harv.
It's nothing personal. Just out of curiosity, Mr. Jenner, how'd you get the story?
Well, we got a tip. Somebody called us and gave us a list of the butchers with the meat.
So you just picked Mr. Diamond?
Well, he was in the neighborhood.
Check with the wholesaler who sold
me? They wouldn't talk to me. Wouldn't talk to me. I mean, this isn't a network show with a big budget and a big crew and team jackets. I got an old beat-up van, one used camera, and a crew that consists of one NYU film student. We drove up to the company, they laughed at us.
That's hardly justification for persecuting an innocent man.
Well, what makes you think he's innocent?
What makes you think he's not? If that show goes on the air, he'll never have a chance to defend himself.
Well, hey, I'll bet 2020 would love to hear a story about how Channel 27 ruined a little butcher's life.
You wouldn't do that.
Hey, I got an obligation to my public.
I got a resume over there.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Diamond would be glad to give you a personal reference.
You guys! Why don't we just forget the whole thing? Gentlemen, I bid you good day.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Real funny.
All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Captain. Captain, thank you. Thank you. Listen, if you fellas ever need any chops or corned beef or chicken, you come to my place. It's on the house.
Hey, thanks, but cops aren't allowed to accept gratuities. Not kosher.
You are a mensch.
Oh, Inspector.
Yeah, what?
You heading out?
Yeah. I figure I rigged enough havoc around here for one day, so I thought I'd just wander on home, back to my little apartment, and reflect.
Inspector, look, I...
Hey, listen, come on, don't worry about it, Barney. It's... And the next time you see the old inspector in this uniform, he'll be planting him 6 feet deep, huh? So, I cough up a few kind words, huh? Hang in there, D.D.
See you, Inspector.
You're out, Barney.
Shift's not over yet, Inspector.
Huh? I thought you'd be glad to get rid of me.
Look, I know in the heat of the moment back there we said some things to each other which were not exactly pleasant. I just want you to know that if I came down hard on you, it's only because I guess we come down the hardest on people we care the most about.
Thanks, Bon. Me too. Now, can I go?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I told you you're an old softy. I got you.